Text numéro 10. Aging well through exercise. Is physical frailty inevitable as we grow older? That question preoccupies scientists and the middle-aged. Until recently, the evidence was disheartening. A large number of studies in the past few years showed that after age 40, people typically lose 8% or more of their muscle mass each decade, a process that accelerates significantly after age 70. Less muscle mass generally means less strength, mobility, and among the elderly, independence. It has also been linked with premature mortality. But a growing body of newer science suggests that such decline may not be inexorable. Exercise, and you might be able to rewrite the future for your muscles. Consider the results of a stirring study published last month. For it, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh recruited 40 competitive runners, cyclists, and swimmers. They ranged in age from 40 to 81. With 5 men and 5 women representing each of 4 age groups. All were enviably fit, training 4 or 5 times a week and competing frequently. They completed questionnaires detailing their health and weekly physical activities. Other studies have found that as people age, they not only lose muscle, but the tissue that remains can become infiltrated with fat, degrading its quality and reducing its strength. There was little evidence of deterioration in the older athletes' musculature, however. The athletes in their 70s and 80s had almost as much thigh muscle mass as the athletes in their 40s, with minor, if any, fat infiltration. The athletes also remained strong. They weren't as strong as the 50-year-olds, but the differential was not huge, and little additional decline followed. The 70 and 80-year-old athletes were about as strong as those in their 60s. "We think these are very encouraging results," said Dr. Wright, an orthopedic surgeon and founder of the Performance and Research Initiative for Masters Athletes at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, who oversaw the study. They suggest strongly that people don't have to lose muscle mass and function as they grow older. The changes that we've assumed were due to aging and therefore were unstoppable seem actually to be caused by inactivity, and that can be changed. Of course, the volunteers were for the most part lifelong athletes. Whether similar benefits are attainable by people who take up exercise when they are middle-aged or older isn't yet clear, Dr. Wright says, although there's no reason to think that you wouldn't get similar results no matter when you start. But the bigger message is that it looks as if how we age can be under our control. Through exercise, you can avoid the decline from vitality to frailty. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2011.